KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP, starting with job openings. The QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, as well as an environmental assistant. The Shimigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a housekeeper and a bartender. The Palof Harbor Tribe is looking for an administrative assistant. The City of Sandpoint is looking for a financial director. The Odago Tribe of King Cove is looking for a tribal administrator, a part-time or full-time IGAP assistant, and a solid waste recycling technician. The Belkoski Tribe of King Cove is looking for a part-time IGAP assistant, a full-time Belkoski Environmental Program assistant, and a part-time Pultab sales clerk. Aleutian Housing Authority is hiring a lead carpenter in King Cove. EATS is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. APIA is in need of a family advocate for Sandpoint, a family advocate for King Cove, a family advocate for False Pass, and a cultural preservation specialist for Accutan. Community announcements. There will be a regular meeting of the Aleutians Eastboro School District tomorrow at 6 p.m. here in Sandpoint at the Borough Building, or you can tune into that live here on KSDP. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Exploring Science in the Sea. The image of more than 100,000 aircraft carriers floating through the air might sound like a scene from a Doctor Strange movie, but the weight of all those carriers equals the amount of carbon dioxide that humanity has pumped into the air every year over the past decade or so, 11 billion tons per year. The carbon dioxide traps heat, warming the atmosphere. The oceans help slow that process by absorbing about a quarter of the CO2 from the air, according to a recent report. More CO2 was being absorbed in parts of the North Atlantic and Southern Oceans. Some of the carbon dioxide is dissolved into the water as winds blow across the surface, and some is taken in by microscopic organisms, which use sunlight to convert the CO2 into food. The process is more efficient when the ocean surface is warmer, so more carbon is absorbed during El Niño years. But we've had several La Niña events in recent years, which bring cooler waters, reducing the carbon uptake. Over time, a lot of the CO2 works its way into the deep ocean, allowing the surface to absorb even more. Some of it accumulates in the sediments on the ocean floor, where it can form rocks. The extra carbon dioxide creates problems for the oceans as well. In the atmosphere, it warms the water. And in the water, it interferes with some creatures' ability to make their shells, for example. So those floating aircraft carriers are a big problem, no matter where they dock. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The City of Delta Junction's privately owned ambulance service, Delta Medical Transport, announced it would dissolve earlier this month. That means, in just under a month, residents may have to provide their own emergency transport to Fairbanks, almost 100 miles away. As Shelby Herbert reports for the Alaska Desk, the community is grasping for solutions.
Delta Medical Transport has contracted with Delta Junction for at least a decade. but for the last 2 years, the city has paid the company almost exclusively with its portion of American Rescue Act Plan, or ARPA, funding. That's the federal relief money that went out in the wake of the pandemic. Since 2021, the company's operational costs have racked up. With it, the city's EMS budget rose to over $500,000 per year. And all the while, officials never came up with a sustainable way to pay for the service. When Delta Medical Transport rescues someone, the company usually bills their insurer. The company receives about 40 calls for help per month from in and outside the Delta Junction city limits. Now, Delta Junction's ARPA funds have dried up, and the company is folding, and there's no public ambulance service in town. The owner of the company, Amber White, formally resigned at the Delta Junction City Council meeting on Tuesday. She said harassment from community members also factored into her decision to close up shop.
You as a community have refused to take initiatives and responsibility for paying for this vital service. Anytime taxes or fees are mentioned as a possible solution toward a sustainable funding stream, you scream freedom. You scream no borough.
As it stands, Delta Junction's lone ambulance company will officially dissolve on February 21st. They'll be available to take their final calls for aid until just before midnight that night. After that, Delta Junction residents may have to drive to Fairbanks for emergency care. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Shelby Herbert.
A glittering piece of Alaska history is returning to the state after it made its first appearance more than a century ago. The Alaska Beacon reports the Golden Spike, used as the final connection that symbolically completed the Alaska Railroad, is now back in Alaska hands, the Anchorage Museum and City of Nenana announced on Friday. The spike was hammered by President Warren Harding at a ceremony in Nenana in 1923. Now that it is returning to Alaska, the spike will be displayed in turn by the Anchorage Museum and the City of Nenana. The city of Anchorage, which itself is a product of the railroad's construction, officially bestowed the Golden Spike to U.S. Army Colonel Frederick Mears, one of the chief engineers overseeing the project. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
the Westmark Fairbanks Hotel and Conference Center, located in downtown Fairbanks with 400 guest rooms and 1,700 square feet of meeting space. Reservations at westmarkhotels.com.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative, advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. This is NPR.
This is Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Alaska has one of the lowest mammogram screening rates in the country, according to the National Cancer Institute. Mammograms help detect breast cancer and can reduce the risk of death from the disease. An imaging center in Anchorage is hoping to convince more women to get regular mammograms by changing the culture around the screenings. Alaska Public Media's Rachel Cassandra joined one of their mammogram parties and has this story.
Eight women sit in a circle eating pizza and salad and drinking wine. The evening has a bit of a book club vibe, but this is a very different type of gathering.
Hopefully everything with the screening is normal, but if there's anything that we need extra views on, ultrasound.
That's Shelley Buddy, a nurse with Imaging Associates in Anchorage. The party is in their waiting room after hours. Each woman here will take a turn going upstairs to the imaging rooms for about 20 minutes for a mammogram. That's an x-ray for breast tissue that can detect early signs of breast cancer.
If you guys have any questions about breast density, I am here and happy to go over.
She wraps up the introduction, and the women go back to eating their pizza and chatting. Doreen Joyner invited 10 of her friends and coworkers to this party. Imaging Associates provides food, screenings, and usually a nurse to answer questions. They've been offering mammogram parties for at least 15 years as a way to encourage regular screenings. Joyner's been organizing them for her friends for about 8 years.
My mom died of pancreatic cancer. My brother died of lung cancer. So cancer's huge for me. So this is my way of saying, hey, friends, let's just do it together.
She says for every party, she tries to include someone who hasn't had a mammogram, but should have one. Current guidelines call for mammograms every other year for most women over 40. But in Alaska, only 60% of women are up to date with the screening. And that's partly because mammograms are uncomfortable. Buddy is new in her role as breast care coordinator for Imaging Associates. She started the job in November because she was recently diagnosed and treated for breast cancer. Buddy works after hours to host the mammogram parties a couple of times a month, and she says she's already seen that the experience is more fun.
They typically are having a great time. They're relaxed. They're mingling with one another.
Imaging Associates hosts a few mammogram parties per month across all their locations, Anchorage, Eagle River, and Palmer. There are a few other businesses in Alaska that offer similar parties, and the parties seem to be growing in popularity around the country. Caleb Duplessis focuses on breast and cervical cancer screenings for the state's Division of Public Health. They'd never heard of mammogram parties before, but they think the idea is exciting.
As humans, we don't really like to go through anything alone. And just knowing that there are other people who have been through the experience, that really normalizes it.
In the waiting room, Joyner passes out cookies her friend made that are decorated like breasts. She says she was really scared before her first mammogram.
I was petrified because I'd heard horrible stories about how painful it was.
Joyner says she has breast implants, and she'd heard that makes mammograms even more uncomfortable.
And then I got it done, and I'm like, that really wasn't as bad as I thought.
Soon, she gets called upstairs to get her mammogram.
I am.
You are. I'm ready for you.
As long as I take my wine.
Yes,
I
you
got
can
my
take
wine.
Your wine.
After her mammogram, Joyner emerges back in her clothes.
And like that, it's done. How do we get out of here?
A week later, Joyner found out her screening was normal. She says it was great to get the news. She's in the clear for another year until she can join her friends for the next party. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra.
This is Alaska Public Media.
Coming up now, we have Gabby Barrett, that is. I almost said Bobby Barrett, but Gabby Barrett with Pick Me Up. Then the ever-popular Morgan Wallen with Sand in My Boots. And then Luke Bryan with Waves.
It's been one of those days I don't want to do twice. No matter what I say, it doesn't come out right. I need one of those nights where you slap me close till we're off the map and you're making me laugh. I don't care if we ever go home, so pick me up. Get me lost way out, then I'm back too late. Little George Strait. Sunrise wait. You can kiss me fast and drive real slow. That old Chevy might take as long as it takes you and Jesus to fix my soul. So pick me up, give me lost way out, down the back two lane, little George Strait.
She asked me where I was from. I said somewhere you never been to. Little town outside of Knoxville, hidden by some dogwood trees. She tried talking with my accent. We held hands and waded into that blue water. She left her flip-flops by my red wings on the beach. Yeah, but now I'm dodging puddles in my sunburned Silverado, like a heartbroken desperado, headed right back to my roof. Something about the way she kissed me tells me she loves Eastern Tennessee. Yeah, but all I brought back with me was some sand in my boots. Yeah, I said, let's go shoot tequila. So we walked back to that beach bar. She said, don't care, boys, drink whiskey. So we drank by themselves. She said, damn, that sky looks perfect. And I said, girl, you've never seen stars like the ones back home. And she said, maybe I should see them for myself. Yeah, but now I'm dodging puddles in my sunburned Silverado, like a heartbroken desperado, headed right back to my roof. Something about the way she kissed me tells me she loves Eastern Tennessee. Yeah, but all I brought back with me was some sand in my boots. She told me I was crazy, yeah, but I still thought that maybe she told her. Oh, but now I'm dodging puddles in my sunburned Silverado, like a heartbroken desperado, headed right back to my roof. Something about the way she kissed me tells me she loves Eastern Tennessee. Some sand in my boots. Yeah, but all I brought back with me was some sand in my boots.
Like the sun went down just to frame your face. Like they played that song just to see you sway. Like that old surf shop had you in mind, with what you got on, making those tan lines. It's like the ocean knows we're laying on this beach tonight. It's like the sand's been waiting for you to come alive, 'cause you were for summer just like these stars. We're under, we're made for lighting this July sky up. Blanket down there for me and you, tied up all night long, over and over, crash into me and pull me closer, kiss by kiss, one after another. Don't let go, baby, let this summer just keep on coming in waves, keep coming in. Keep coming in waves. Wish I could bottle up the taste on your lips, that margarita, salt water, sunburned sip. It's like I feel that sun right next to me. Yeah, girl, your touch is 100 degrees. Boardwalks were made for dancing, and flip-flops were made to lose life. This night was meant to happen, and girl, I was made for you, like.
Next, John Pardee with Your Heart or Mine. After that, Katie Armiger with Best Song Ever. And then Shania Twain with Party for Two.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz. Don't know what keeps keeping it up. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line? Girl, we're playing with fire, but they too far behind. It's just a matter of time till it finds your heart or mine. We say that it ain't no thing. We say it, then the telephone rings. Hello, are you at home? 'Cause I'm all alone missing you. We swear it ain't love, 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 but you're there when the sun comes up. We swear it ain't love, 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 but it always comes back to us. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line? Just a matter of time till it finds.
the best song ever. Whoa, whoa. Soundtrack. Yeah, you said we'd always be together. Such a perfect fairy tale, and you would never kiss my best friend, kill my innocence. You're gonna love me forever. According to the song, according to the best song ever. Whoa, whoa. The best song ever. Yeah, it's the best song ever.
You.
Yeah, Darius Rucker's up with us next with Anything Is Possible. Well, pretty much. And then Josh Kelly with Georgia Clay. After that, Luke Bryan with Rain Is a Good Thing.
Shining brightly in the east. Wanna help it shine on everyone the way it's shining on me. We got such a long way to go and we got so much to do, but I made a promise to myself I'd be right here for you. I feel the cool of the wind touching me like a long lost friend. When I hear the music play and I hear the children sing, I know together anything is possible. Time won't slip away, we'll get through all that life can bring, and I know together anything is possible. What do you want from life? What do you want to be? You look me straight in the eye and you say happy. I have to sit down for a while cause it made my heart sink. Realizing for the first time we wanted the same thing. I hear the cry of the wind calling me to this place again. We won't let time slip away. We'll get through all that life can bring, and I know together anything is possible. And I hear those children sing, I know together anything is possible. We won't let time slip away, we'll get through all that life can bring. I know together anything is possible. Together
anything.
Right now I know
anything.
I know that
anything is possible.
Come on, I know now
anything.
Anything is possible.
Some things take you back, and the here and now just fades to black. When I pull that blue tarp off of that time machine, man, it hits me. 17 years old running on dumb luck. Spent the whole damn summer living in that truck. Them old tires still covered in all that mud. Like it sticks with me in my blood. When life was nothing more than living for the night, just trying to steal a kiss on the tailgate of that ride. Good old days don't wash away, just like that Georgia clay. Only one of my friends with a fake ID. Yeah, made me the hometown celebrity. Used to put her in park in a vacant lot. And I still can't believe we never got caught. When life was nothing more than living for the night.
some things take you back. When life was nothing.
It's way too dry. It clouds up in the city. The weatherman complains. But where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are fogging up. My buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down. We take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Ain't nothing like a kiss out back in the barn. Wringing out our soaking clothes, riding out a thunderstorm. When the tin roof gets to talking, that's the best love we make. Yeah, we're out. It's a good thing. Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up. My buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down. We take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Johnson does a little dance, creaks on the rise, roll up your pants. Country girls, they wanna cuddle. Kids out playing in a big mud puddle. Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby. Back roads are bogging up. My buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down. We take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. It's a good thing. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing.
And Roller Coaster Ride's coming with us with Aaron Watson, then Paul Holmberg. And he's going to do Missionary Pilot. That's different than Sky Pilot, I guess. Well, anyway, after that, Glenn Hansard with Love Don't Leave Me Waiting.
I can still see you standing there next to me in the county fair ticket line. Cotton candy in your one hand and your other hand in mine. It seems just like yesterday. Letter jackets and football games, girl. Come a long way through the years. Had our fair share of heartache and tears. We've had our ups and downs and turned around, but our love was stronger than any fight. Even when we lost control, we never let go. We kept on hanging on for dear life. No matter the size of the mountain, you and me will be side by side. Baby, ain't
coaster ride. Back in the day we were cool and crazy, like two outlaws on the run. Now making love means making babies, and I swear we're having twice the fun. It's been no walk in the park, but then again that's not our style. It wouldn't be too entertaining without a little drama every once in a while. We've had our ups and downs and turned around, but our love was stronger than any fight. Even when we lost control, we never let go. We kept on hanging on for dear life. I know no matter the size of the mountain, you and me will be side by side. Maybe ain't life and love one big roller coaster. Maybe you still drive me crazy, still make my heart skip a beat. But those butterfly first time feelings always kept me on the edge of my seat. Size of the mountain, you and me will be side by side. Baby, ain't life and love one big roller coaster ride? Well, baby, ain't life and love one big roller coaster ride?
Journey as he flies for you today. Give him strength and wisdom. I heard his dear wife pray for the great land of Alaska in his own humble way. As a missionary pilot, he serves the Lord today. Out across the frozen tundra, in the distance I can see wings glisten in the sunlight as he climbs o'er the mountain peaks. But it isn't always sunny, for some days the clouds are low and the passes are filled with snow squalls. As on the deck you go, I've watched them follow rivers, every turn, yes, every bend. You could reach and touch the willows as he flies that plane on in. Or 100 miles an hour, the ground zooms by below. And you wonder just how anyone could see through all that snow. As you approach the village, you're blessed by a crosswind. Wings shudder in the turbulence. He holds her steady then. One last look out the window as he flies that plane on in. What a glorious sound as you touch down, you're back on earth again.
winter, summer, spring or fall, you'll find him in the air. He's reaching, praying, working hard, as God's love he shares. O'er the great land of Alaska, in his own humble way, as a missionary pilot, he serves the Lord today. As a missionary pilot, he serves the Lord today.
Show your
taking us to the top of the hour, we have Matt Kennan with The Call. And after that, Jennifer Nettles with Bon Jovi. That should just about do it.
Today was gonna be the day. He'd already wrote the note and parked that Chevrolet at the end of that dead end road. Had his finger on the trigger, just about to end everything. He was taking one last long breath when he heard his cell phone ring. And his best friend said, man, where you been? We're heading down to the lake this weekend. You better not miss it, 'cause buddy, I swear, it won't be the same if you ain't there. And I told that girl that you liked so much, you were coming along and her eyes lit up. I better let you go, man, I really hope I didn't get you in the middle. But I don't mind at all. I'm glad you called. In another town down the road, in the backseat of a car, two 18-year-olds had let a kiss go too far. He said, how are we gonna have this child when we're both headed off to school? He convinced her late one night, there's only one thing to do. She was scared to death in that waiting room. When the nurse asked, how far along are you? She said, 5 weeks, and just about then her phone lit up and his call came in. So small, but who knows? They might be glad you called. So make the call. Yeah, make that call.
Who says you can't go home? There's only one place that calls. hotel just a mile up the road. Take it in, take it with you when you go. Who says you can't go home? Who says you can't go back? Been all around the world, and as a matter of fact, there's only one place left I wanna go. Who says you can't go home? It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. Who says you can't go home? It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. Who says you can't go home? It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. Who says you can't?
I got a pocket full of money, all I need is misery.